Beginnt die Quran da, man sagt es bei Metzid, ab Zadi Zayin, beginnt man, aber beginnt das Master, beginnt die Gemara, ki ha gab ne mai. Which Rav Ashi was not sure, but what's the halacha, when someone borrowed a cat, and the mice killed him. Shtay sustain, it's a wonder, because Mike and Vela, what's the question? Ala mesem mamish machmas malacha, literally died because of the work. This is what the cats do, is they eat up the mice. And if it dies from the mice, so of course it should be potter. The Hashem says, what you can say is, no, di boile, the question is, im shino, was this considered deviating? This that he took the cat lemokum shaharbach bar mitzuyin to a place where there were many mice. Aval in lishma shleigu. He doesn't have to protect from them killing it, but maybe the fact that he took it to such a place, as you find in the Gemara in the previous daf, that you have to protect from the bandits. But if you bring it to a place of wild animals, of bandits, then you'd be liable. That was the Gemara's question. Next test matter being the word the Gemara miskadarka deganav. The Gemara explained that the mule that was stolen, it died in its normal way in the house of the Ganav. Which Taisa, every time we're going to say, Matzarach Lema, why was it necessary to say the Mesa Beganav, that it died in the normal way in the house of the thief? It has no relevance. It was the idea that it was stolen. Who cares? There's sometimes you can say, no, that's just explaining the technicality. Mishum de Bezer To, this is just explaining how they made the mistake. Isim Shesavra, those who thought, that it died with a negligence because they heard something about dying, which was just the fact that it died in the house of the Ganav, but it wasn't because of, as we thought to explain, the Gemara thought that the mule died with negligence, and the Gemara was asking according to one Pshiba by Mitzchayev. The Gemara explains, no. That it's talking about we were stolen. So that's just why the Gemara explains that it died in the house of the Ganav, to explain that that's how they made the mistake. That the death of the negligence, that they thought that's what happened. Next test matter begin with the Gemara. Shalach atzayim, besach atzayim. So we borrowed it for half of the day and rented it for half of the day. The Mishnah explained three different cases of borrowing and renting. So he explains loizu avzukatani. The Mishnah is saying not only this but even this in the three different cases as follows. I don't have to tell you, Shalach Hatzayim, if they borrowed it for half the day, Vesacher Hatzayim, and it rented it for the other half of the day. Vesacher Gomer, the Bach has the word who. That's a full fledged doubt. And that is because the Kalamite, you could make a mistake, and that is because Shakol B'Yemechad. So everything was one day. So Bachashab Dar Demina, that will be considered as a true Safik. It's just like it was on the same day. Lachik to the Mesefer, and therefore that's what the Sefer says regarding one of the cases of Zer, I mean Yedea, Bezeh Aymer, and Yedea, that each one says, I don't know. Okay, that makes sense, Yachleku. You know, because it's how could anyone really know? It was all on the same day. But that's the Chiddush, Alafil, Ashalaya, Mesach Lamacher, that Leizu Abzu, that even if, let's say, no, the loan was one day and the renting was a different day, still, Esalamim, Yachleku, still, we could say, it'll also have the halacha as splitting it. And I don't have to say, but par achas, when it was with one cow, the speaker rabbi, that's truly a doubt. That's the chiddush of the third case, even if it's two different cows, still yachleik, still the safik of the darman would apply for the halacha of yachleik of dividing. Next is Master, beginning of the Gemara. He says, on the day that it was borrowed is when it died. And the borrower says, any day, I don't know. So the borrower is going to be a chayiv. Now, the Gemara Mukir La Rav Nachman, the Gemara Rav Nachman has to explain, because he's the one that actually holds, you don't say Bar B'Shema, that the Bar is Adif, you say, I'm going to make a Bala B'Rai, so how could he say that the Shema would be chayiv? He explains B'Shiyash Esik Shema B'Neim, that, oh, must be that there's some element of oath that's between them, and he's chayiv anyway, so therefore through Gilgal Shvua, so that's how he's going to have to swear, and they can't swear, so he's going to be chayv. Says Taisus, because learning now, the refine is difficult. Why did the Gemara have to explain it like this? To belav hachi. What do you mean? Anyway, how about the mechuyah shvuyah? He was liable for a shvuyah of the gilgal. By he could roll on him an oath. How so? The amalei masker, because the owner that was renting it to him could tell him mishtabeli, swear to me mias at least. The Gedarka Mesa, that it died in a normal way, which is what you're trying to get off by saying it's Ainus. So since he has to swear for that, but the Gilgal Tzach L'Shava, So now, through where you could now, once he swears for one thing, you can make him swear the Schuch HaMeisa, that it was the rented one that died, and not the loaned one that, like, I'm claiming. And he won't be able to swear the Kama any day, says, I don't know. Since he can't swear, he'll have to pay. This is exactly actually how the Gemara on Tzadik Chesma Beis explains Masnin, the Ketani, that the Mishnah says, let's say the owner says it was borrowed one, and the renter says no, it was the rented one. Yeshava, he swears that the rented one is the one that died. Gilgul, make him swear through Gilgul Shvuah. So to the middle case of a Seicha, where the renter says it was the rented one that died. And the owner says, any day I don't know, Pati's potter. Says Taisis, but my potter, why is he potter? He wrote the same question that Taisis applies. Limele, you should tell him, Tabeli, Ikadaka Mesa. First, you have to swear to me, die in normal way. Oh, once I got your swear for that one, they Gilgul through Gilgul. It's Tzach L'Shava. Now he's going to have to swear. This Chul HaMeisa, that is the rental one that died. Because Av B'Yisham Masker Toyin Safik, even though the owner is making a doubtful claim, he says, I don't know. Still Yachalu Lashbiya Seicher, he still can make the Seicher swear, are they Gilgul through the concept of Gilgul, Minatar, which is a biblical concept. Get the Gemini Mesaik, we learn that from the halach of the suspected adulterous woman, but Brahis and Perikam the Gedush, Nav Chav Chasim et al. And the Sefer Nami, we have the same question on the Sefer. V'zeh Oymer in Yideh, v'zeh min Yideh, each one saying, I don't know, says, Tzayisa Ma Yechliku, why do we say you divided? Namely, you should say, Metech Shen Yechli Shabba, since he can't swear, again, because he says in Yideh, and you have to swear there, Gilgul Mesham Yishav have to pay. So near the read, it appears to the read, the aim of Galgal. Now, all these questions don't apply because we don't see the Allah of Gilgul Shvuah. Elikash Nitva Toyin Vadai. Only when the defendants make a definite claim. Demir Saita. Similar to the source of this halacha, which is why the suspected adulterous woman should end this vada, which is making a definite claim that I was not Mazan. Aberesha was able to regard in the first and the last case. We asked from all three cases of the Mishnah. The first and the last, Shinit Vatayin Shem, with the defendant saying, maybe, I don't know. Say, Megalgwin, I can say Gilgul Shud, the Labadim the Saita, because not similar to the Saita who is a vada. But Ach Kasha, but says, what is still difficult is Mitziyasa, the middle case. That's the case of Sechet Torin Vada, where he's saying definite and the owner's not sure. Over there, the principle of Gilgul Shvuah should apply. So why is he not chayv? So remember, the Rishi says the Meir is actually talking about Kishem Aminoi Hamashal, where the lender actually trusts him. But Mashal Meshekedar Kamesa on the first point that what he says that it died in a normal way, and therefore Veinu Maskikin B'Shavakach, he doesn't require him to swear for that. So once he's not swearing for that, so he has no premise for Gilgul Shvuah. And says Tzayis ve'ein the tema, and it's not a wonder the Labadumi the Sefer, where now it's not similar to the case of the Sefer, where the Zemesh Shul, the Zemesh Shul, where this guy said it was the borrowed one, this guy said it was the rented one, the Ma'ariv that obviously is talking about Sha'in Maminai, where he doesn't trust him, says Tzayis, yeah, because the Orcha de Melsehu, that's actually the norm, to be Sefer, that in the case of the Sefer, the Hamashal Raya, Sha'asecher Meshaker, where the owner sees that the renter is lying, in Rogel Aminai, doesn't normally trust him. Ab Mitziyasa, but the middle case, where again, Ragalul, I mean, that would, it would make sense for you where you trust him. Kibisha in Yedeya, in Meshaker. He doesn't know if he's lying, because that's the case where he says, in Yedeya. So then, yeah, he would trust him. And therefore, that's what he said, there we have no premise for Gilgul Shvuah. Or, you know, another part you could say is, Kula Mayri, no, actually, they're all talking about Kishamashal Yedeya, Shemeza Gedarka. Where the owner knows, it died in a normal way. And, so if that's the case, so, we understand now the Mitziyah, so why it doesn't have Gilgul Shvuah. So what sort of a Sefer? Why in the Sefer are we saying this Gilgul Shvuah? Because Isa Atzma Kala Yedei, he actually makes himself, in Yiddish, he makes like as if he doesn't know. He's a right to Lashbi, Adei Gilgul, because he wants to be able to make him swear on it, through Gilgul, Shizchul HaMeisa, that it was the rented one that died. So that he should admit to the truth, who Yedei Avada Shizchul HaMeisa, because he knows definitively that it is the borrowed one that died. Mitziyah, but the middle case, in the Ritz Lashbiya, doesn't want to make him swear al Gagulov and to make Gilgul Shvuah on him because his enemy's not sure. Because that's the case we say in the Yedea. It could be that he's saying the truth, and therefore it's not going to make him swear, and therefore you don't say Metek Shein Yechel Shavu Mishal. Then it says, we're going to say, now the question is, how do you really ever make Gilgul Shvuah? Why? I feel like which we said, okay, fine. Has to be similar to a site where the defendant is saying a definite claim. Still, Yehinem and Benigre. the defendant actually should be trusted with a migui, the bayi, because if the defendant wanted to, I mean, any day it says, I don't know, and you said by Shema, then there's no Gilgul Shavuah. Yeshem says, no, that's a migui, that's not a migui. What's like, I sense, I could have. Because not true. A person doesn't willingly make himself to sound like he doesn't know. Because then it actually gives the appearance that the claimant saying the truth should tell in the body where he's making a definite claim. We're telling any day saying, I don't know. That sounds pretty shady. That guy's definite, you're not sure. So that's not a good migui. Wait, there's some another part you could say is the imagalgalan. We don't say Gilgul Shavuah because Shetoyin Toiveya Tainus Shema. We don't say Gilgul Shavuah when the claimant is making a doubtful claim. Ela Bedover the Demik Tzas, only to someone that's similar, which the Bach adds on the words, Shu Emes. Like it gives the appearance like it's true. Kagoyin Tainus Adisim Apotropism. Like when a sharecropper or a caretaker, the Shavuah is the Gemara brings the Shavuah of Mechaz Mabez. Shagin Lohan is Mishal Chavrim, where, yeah, a caretaker and the sharecropper, they generally will have benefit from their friends that they're working for. Mishum the Mayoteric is that they do what's Mayoteric, they find excuses for why it's permitted for them to take it. I mean, husband, like the Gemara says over there. So when the Ben is Mechai Beshua, okay, Gilgul makes sense, you know, even though it's a doubtful claim, because there's some like as Kagun Soita, like the case of the suspected woman should be Glaim Ladaver. There's red indicating factors. Because he wandered and she secluded. So therefore it makes sense to be concerned maybe she was mazan also when they were engaged. And therefore Gilgul Shavuah applies. But therefore there's no Gilgul Shavuah in our Mishnah. Only when there's a definite claim. And therefore in the case, as the middle case when we said of the Mitzias, it's not difficult because there is a Tainus Shema. Because it says, now, Bimtim, we're going to say, Al Tainus Vadai. Now, even by a definite claim, a non Shemagalgalin, I didn't do Gilgul Shavuah. Full of Dovish, and Dema Emes, even something that doesn't necessarily appear to be truth. Because Kivin the Gilgul Mesaita, Navkalan, since Gilgul is under from Saita and Saita, it is more appearing to be true the husband's claim that maybe she's Mazanam. The Shem says, what you can say is, the Afin Begadushin, the Gemara actually learns that in Gadushin, Navkal Chazman Aleph, Meikara, originally, the Halacha of Mammon, it learns it out, Bakal, as a contender with Vase, Bachaymer, Mesaita. First, it learns out Bakal from Mesaita. Where? Shalay Nitin Lotava Eid Echad, where it cannot be given to proclaim with Eid Echad, Mama could. So, Bashaw Mama Shab Gilgul Shavuah. Basach Hakama, but the Nigma subsequently says, well, Ashkan Badai, that would only tell us something definite. Savig Minal and Pidish. In other words, Abigam, the Saita Megalgan al Savig, although by Saita, really Gilgul is even for a Savig, because even the primary shvuah is actually for the whole claim as a suffix. And there the Gilgul would be either has suffix or may suffix, because it's like the primary claim. Regarding money, where the whole oath is only coming because the guy's making a definite claim. So, how do you know the Gilgul would work for a suffix? So, that turned very small. Talks about oath on the outside, and then chula, etc. But which is regular shvuah, meaning that we're talking about for mamonas and shvuah b'fnim, which is the site in the base of Megdash, which is learned from gzeir shava. Oh, so hash lemetzachin zul kabochemer. So we don't need a kabochemer to learn from the site anymore, which we're saying right might not be. Elam gzeir shava, only from gzeir shava, the shvuah yafinan the kula milsa, where we learn out the two oaths for all halachas. Of hash yafinan. So now we learn out the megalgun that you do gilgul full of tainus suffik even on a doubtful claim can be saita like we found by saita. Because Avigav the Bemoman loy habakein nekar shavu, even though my money is not like the primary oath, doesn't make a difference because we have a gzeir shava. But fina nami the megal gematayin is vadi, and therefore we learn that also do gilgul when the definite claim of fulba dabish in a daima, even something that doesn't necessarily appear that it's true. Kivin the habakein nekar, because that's like the primary claim that you're making. Kamei besaita like we find besaita the megal gematayin nekar that we do gilgul, which is similar to the principle, and that's where we know the halachas of gilgul shavua. Both by a Tainus Vadai and even by a Tainus Suffolk.